I went down a rabbit hole yesterday on Reddit,
which
not always the best place to be. But something that just kind of stopped me in my tracks and made me think, oh, there may be some truth to this. Someone commented on there, they could take the number 7 off of the microwave's keypad and most people wouldn't even notice or care.
Mm.
When's the last time you use a number 7 on the microwave?
I don't know.
I do it when I put my random numbers in. You know, like if I'm going for 30 seconds, sometimes I'll pick 33 or I'll pick 27 or something around there just so it's just random.
So I think, let's see, the most common things, there's a rice dish I make that takes 12 minutes. When I'm making frozen burritos, I usually use like a 2-minute setting. Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I needed to use the number 7.
I don't know that I ever have.
And this also takes me back to our morning conversation a couple weeks ago, or I guess maybe it was last week, about do you let your microwave time out or do you stop it at the 1-second mark and open the door? And so I said I typically stop it before it beeps. And so at 1 second, I will open the door. And I had said that I thought my microwave might have cleared itself, or I just do it and I'm just such in the habit of clearing the time from there.
Right.
I do clear the time.
And you didn't even realize you were doing it.
I didn't realize it. So every time I've used the microwave since that morning conversation, I catch myself at the 1 second, I open it, and I just instantly, just without even paying attention to it, just hit the clear button. So I don't have a time on
there. I think you could take the 7 off my microwave and I'd never know.
Yeah, I don't think I would care either.
That's crazy.
It would look weird though, so it would bother me. Just because I would notice it then if it's gone. Like, there's no 7. I need the 7. No, you really don't need the 7
on your microwave.
This microwave's
completely useless to me now. Oh, wait. I never really used it before.
It's like the only number on the keypad that's, like, still, like, vibrant, you know?
We had a microwave. It was either a friend of mine or one of my family members had one when I was a little kid. It did not have a keypad. It had a dial on it. Like, you turned the dial like your washing machine, and you turned it to, like, all right, I want to go 2 minutes, so I turned it to the 2 minute, and then it would roll back, kind of like an egg timer.
That's like my air fryer is like that.
Is it?
Yeah, I like it. I didn't want a digital one. I wanted one that had the knobs, and I like it.
Huh. I didn't know they even made those.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.